So we're talking Brexit yet again on the programme, on and off, of course, over the last year or so, or maybe more. But today, interesting developments. Talk about the Brexit Secretary, David Davis, could possibly resign over disagreements about the government's Brexit backstop plan that's often referred to. The proposal, which was supposed to be published today, would mean the UK would match EU tariffs after Brexit, therefore avoiding a hard border. But Brexit Secretary David Davis has halted its release because the plans don't include a time limit on this backstop that we refer to. And a considerable number of meetings taking place or about to take place to try and calm some tensions. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy, business commentator. Jamie, there seem to be a lot of hiccups along the way on this journey.
Indeed there are. And even if the Brexit Secretary David Davis is mollified and is happy reaches an agreement with the Prime Minister and doesn't resign, there's still the whole question of whether this plan that Mrs. May is hatching is going to be acceptable to Brussels. And there are already indications that it wouldn't be. So, this is a mess piled upon a mess. At this stage in the proceedings, when we really should be getting everything sorted out so that there is a concrete proposal being brought to Brussels that is likely to gain acceptance, that is at the summit at the end of the month. In fact, what we're doing is we have ministers in the government still arguing. I mean, it's one thing to come up with a definitive plan that everybody is signed up to and you've got indications that Brussels likes it, and then you go to Brussels for this summit and get it approved. But to have ministers arguing about something that possibly might not be accepted by Brussels, and the fact, as I say, they've indicated they're not too happy with, is just unbelievable.
The whole backstop argument, it's so relevant to us. It's relevant generally, but it's particularly relevant to us. The worries, the concerns, the political fallout, what should we be looking for now?
Well, Brussels has dug its heels in on this issue that there will be no hard border in Ireland. And one of the solutions might have been that Northern Ireland would have stayed effectively within the customs union and within the single market, and that would have kept things flowing north-south quite smoothly. The problem would have been that that would have created what the DUP regard as an internal border. In other words, you just move the border from below Newry, near Strabane, along the Irish Sea, and they're not wearing that, which is, and because their votes are so important to Theresa May, that doesn't look like being an option. So this is the fallback position. This is the whole of the UK staying within the customs union for a limited period. And the problem, of course, for David Davis is that it's not time limited. That he wants to see, if it does go ahead, that there would be a very firm date when the UK would pull out of the customs union. But it's extraordinary. It's very hard to pass judgment on something when you don't have the plan in front of you, and then you have indications, as I say, that the EU is not happy with it anyway. It seems to me, and although I've indicated that the DUP is completely against the idea, there is a very good argument for having a border down the Irish Sea where you would have controls at the ports. It could be an extension of the existing controls. Like, Frank, I'm sure you haven't done it recently, but if you wanted to import seed potato from Scotland into Northern Ireland, you couldn't immediately do it without getting the approval of the authorities, because there are controls which exist along the Irish Sea to stop infection, animal and plant infection being brought into Northern Ireland. And so you could regard new controls as being basically extension of the existing ones, because it is the case that we are a place apart, we are different, and yes, if we had a border down the Irish Sea, it would make us a bit more different, but it wouldn't be something completely out of kilter with what we already have. But I don't think anybody's talking about that as serious as a prospect, because, as I say, the DUP have set their face against it.
But the date for leaving the customs union, if David Davis gets that, if he gets a date for when the backstop option is no longer in play, is that not just kicking the can down the street and the problem's going to raise its ugly head again?
Well, you would think that's the case. Of course, one of the problems is that the EU doesn't want to buy into it anyway, because they want an indefinite promise, if you like, that Northern Ireland will not be facing a border with the South. So if the whole of the UK then were to leave the customs union, that would immediately, and there was a date set for that, that would immediately raise the prospect of there being a border between North and South. And so, you know, that really is a critical thing, one of the reasons why the EU is going to look on this, whether there's a date on it or not, as something that is not acceptable to them. That at some point, of course, whether it's not written down, but at some point, if the UK is planning to leave the customs union, the EU will want to be satisfied that this is not going to lead to a hard border in Ireland. And, of course, it would. So the question then would be, is Theresa May's plan really a crafty scheme which would see us, the whole of the UK, staying within the customs union? And there's no date being on this document because there's never any intention to leave the EU. Now, that is a sneaking suspicion, I suppose, of some Brexiteers, that if they don't get a date, there never will be a date. But if you do put a date, which David Davis wants, then the EU says, aye, but what's going to happen then with the border North and South? You're going to have a hard border when we reach the date that you put in your document, and the UK moves out of the customs union, and then there are controls North and South, which is, as I say, is completely unacceptable to Brussels. Look, I keep coming back to this point. The difficulty with this is there is no coherent UK plan, and even if there were, there is no guarantee that Brussels will wear it. So we are unbelievably in such a mess, because if we don't get some indication at this summit at the end of this month in Brussels that what the UK is coming up with is acceptable to them, then that doesn't really leave enough time to get a thing nailed down by October, because you only have then a further 6 months to get everything in place when we do formally, as it were, leave the EU. The time is really, as Michel Barnier, the EU's negotiator, said, the clock is ticking. And there is no agreement, and there is no immediate prospect of an agreement which would secure free trade, not just between North and South, but between the UK and the EU, which is crucially important to everybody's well-being.
If the whole of the UK stays within the customs union, have we in any way honoured the outcome of the referendum?
That is a very good point. That is just a very good point, because the whole idea of Brexit was, and if anybody had any notion in their head, and of course none of us knew the detail was involved, but if there's anybody had any thought in their head, it would be that the UK could go out and sign trade deals with China, with Argentina, with Brazil, with every country under the sun, right? But in a customs union, sorry, that's not going to happen. Because in a customs union, what you say is, that's all done by somebody else. And so if we were to stay in the customs union indefinitely, a Brexiteers who, you know, not even of the wildest red-blooded kind would say, well, what was the point of that? What on earth was the point of that? We were leaving to forge a new future. We were leaving to set up our own trade deals. We were leaving to try and get away from the shackles of Brussels. And Brussels is still setting the terms for the trade that we would do with the rest of the world. There would be no sense to it at all. The only benefit, And I know I'm using the word benefit in inverted commas. The only benefit for the Brexiteers would be that if we were to leave the single market, and there are two separate things, the customs union and the single market, but they are linked. If we leave the single market, then there would be controls on people coming into the country. Now, actually, a lot of people think that could be a very bad thing, but from the Brexiteers' point of view, is that you would have those controls and you would be able to say, look, sorry, you can't come in to the UK unless we give you the say-so. Whereas, of course, as it stands, anybody from a EU country can come to here without buy or leave. But that would change. That would obviously change after we formally leave. But as I say, coming back to your point, why would you ever want to have a Brexit if you couldn't do your own deals? And in a sense, that's what David Davis is worried about, that there's no date on the document and there'll never be a date on the document. Well, I'm certainly, if that's not his thought, as some of his supporters would think, and that we would never leave the customs union.
Jamie, thank you very much indeed. Business commentator Jamie DeLargy. We will hear from some politicians to see what their take on it is with regards to where we are now on the countdown to Brexit. As you hear there, Deirdre, not everybody's happy. 0289 033 105. Let me speak to Claire Hannah from the SDLP. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie on the programme, Jamie DeLargy, a short time ago, was describing the situation with Brexit as mess piled upon mess. There's so much confusion. Yeah. Is that a fair analysis at the moment? Because definitely people don't seem to know where they're going with this.
Absolutely, Frank. It's really confusing. I've followed Brexit very, very closely for the last couple of years. And even I this morning just actually was like, well, what am I going to say here? Because it has become very muddled and very confused. And I suppose a lot of the, I'm trying to think of a better analogy than chickens coming home to roost, but a lot of the sort of circles that had to be squared were kind of pushed along and as was always going to have to happen, some of the deadlines are coming up now. And I suppose what's under contention at the moment is the backstop around Northern Ireland, basically that the UK signed up to in December, making sure, putting something in place to make sure that there would be no hard border, regardless of what other things were negotiated. And that was signed up to in December, where they said, unless we find a better arrangement. And they haven't found any better arrangement. And I understand there are people in the cabinet in London who are proposing to resign because they're cross about the backstop. But it was their job to come up with an alternative, and they haven't done that.
If David Davis does actually resign, does that set everything way back, or will there be another person just waiting to take the reins and gallop this through?
Well, I mean, I think part of the problem is, in terms of the stated aims of the Brexiters, it is impossible to deliver all of the things that they told people they were going to deliver, are literally impossible. And even over the last 2 years, even in terms of, you know, there was a plausible Brexit that could have been delivered. But the point is, they've set all these red lines, you know, things that they absolutely won't do. And I suppose if they insist on sticking to all of those, and at the moment their approach is, well, if the EU would just bend all its rules and change everything about it so that we can deliver these kind of wild and varying promises that we've made to people. So if he resigns, somebody else will have to be in post. I don't think there is a simple solution for them. I think they would have to acknowledge some of the inevitable compromises. But even if he resigns, even if they have a leadership contest, even if they have another election, these problems are still waiting. And actually, more uncertainty is poisoning politics here, and it's making things very, very difficult for businesses. Any business that trades either north, south, or east, west is anxious about how they're going to be able to move and operate their business in coming months. And we can see that in investment figures that are just chronically low. The UK is now the slowest growing economy in Europe because people are going, will I open that new office? Will I buy this new bit of machinery? Well, I can't. I don't really know what I'm doing in 6 months. I don't know what's happening with the border. And that's very clear to see in the wider economy, that lack of confidence has slowed down investment.
Jamie DeLargy reminded us of the, I suppose, the technical issue of a border existing between Scotland and Northern Ireland when it comes to the import of seed potatoes. And he was saying, based on that being something practical, that maybe we need to look at that border down the Irish Sea being a reality. Now, it's not his political opinion on it. He's simply saying that this is something that possibly could be followed through on. Do you think the DUP are ever going to be open to that at a technical level as opposed to a political one?
Well, see, this is the thing, and like Jamie, that's certainly not my my choice or something that I want. We have been very, very clear, and honestly, it's why people won't and can't see this. The solution clearly is single market alignment for the whole of the UK, for the whole of both islands. That is the only way to prevent there being a border either, you know, across this island or down the Irish Sea. And that is a way that it satisfies the fact that, yes, a narrow majority of people voted for Brexit, so it is a Brexit and many things are lost in it. It's not perfect, but for some reason, that being plain as the nose in your face, many people are choosing not to see it. And if I were the DUP, that is what I would be advocating for, because that's the only way to prevent it. If there is this hard, hard insistence by a lot of people across the water, including the DUP as well, that we don't stay in the single market, then it is simply inevitable that there's going to be a border somewhere. And Jamie's analysis here, unfortunately, is probably the same as mine. It is much more practical down the Irish Sea, and also the EU have made very clear, particularly because of the Good Friday Agreement, because of the issues around peace, that it's impossible to have it across the border. I want to be very clear, the SDLP desperately does not want to see a border down the Irish Sea either. I take no pleasure in that, you know, and actually I've spent the last 2 years saying to the DUP, be careful what you wish for. This is the way you can avoid the border that's going to make you very, very anxious. But if there's an insistence that Britain doesn't align with the single market, then that's the only possibility. It also is fair to say, Frank, a lot of the same people who say, oh, there'll be no problem with the border across Ireland, what are you getting so annoyed about, are getting very annoyed about the idea of a border down the Irish Sea. So I'll make clear, I don't want to see either, but I think it's very hypocritical for some people to say that the border across the island is perfectly possible and could be frictionless, but a border down the Irish Sea is unbearable. That's just sheer hypocrisy.
Yeah, but if you have single market alignment, if the UK has single market alignment and it doesn't leave the customs union, what was the point of having the referendum? The referendum showed that people wanted to leave the customs union and wanted to leave the single market across the UK.
Well, it didn't. It said that they wanted to leave the European Union. It didn't have anything on there about a customs union and single market. But the point
you're splitting hairs on that. If they stay in the customs union and the single market, they haven't met the requirements of the outcome of the referendum.
They have met the requirements. They've left the European Union. Try telling that to Norway, are you saying that Norway is in fact in the EU? It's not. There are many. Don't get me wrong. I think that kind of a soft Brexit, as it's called, it's not my choice. I think, I mean, I've always thought it was silly to vote to leave the European Union. And bear in mind, Frank, a lot of people were promised a lot of things, and people didn't. I don't think most people had the customs union and the single market in their head. They had things like the $350 million a week for the National Health Service that they were promised erroneously as well. So, you know, the customs union and single market weren't on the ballot paper. And yes, if we're in the single market and the customs union, not in the European Union, there's loads of problems associated with that. But the fact is, the UK is going to have to follow somebody's rules. You know, you have to align with a market. If you hear some of the stuff that Trump's coming out with now in terms of wanting to have trade deals on medication with the UK so the UK can pay more for it because the NHS is a big buyer. If you hear some of about the tariffs that he's putting on things, we're going to have to align with somebody. And I think the European Union is going to be a lot more credible, a lot more favourable, and have the same sort of product regulations. Yes, I understand if you're an extreme Brexiter who doesn't want anything to do with the European Union, but tough luck. You know, we live in the modern world. We are going to be trading with the European Union.
Okay, we've got to leave it there. Claire, thank you. Thank you very much. I want to speak to Nigel Dodds from the DUP. Nigel, I'll put the same question to you that I put to Claire Hanna. Jimmy DeLargy was on the programme earlier on. He was saying this is just mess piled upon mess where we are now with the what looks like the fallout between David Davis and other ministers.
Yeah, negotiations is always a tricky and messy situation. And if you look back at all the negotiations that have ever taken place in Northern Ireland, even the lead up to the Belfast Agreement and so on, it was a mess right up until the very last minute. That's the way negotiations are. But we'll get through it. The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, and we've got to carry out that task. And it will be carried out. And the key thing for Northern Ireland, which we're pleased about in all this debate about the backstop, is that the idea that Northern Ireland would be separated out from the rest of the United Kingdom, some kind of special status where we would stay inside institutions and the rest of the UK wouldn't, has completely gone now. And we're pleased about that, and I think we're winning on that score.
But are you convinced of that? Because Jamie was also saying, he gave the example of if you're importing seed potatoes from Scotland, technically there is a check there that has to be done. Is it such a big deal if there's a border down the Irish Sea? If that was a way to resolve this hiccup?
Well, if you want to break up the constitutional, economic and political order of the United Kingdom, you might agree with it, but those of us who believe that Northern Ireland's trade, its business, which three-quarters of which goes to the rest of the United Kingdom, that to put up a border between that in order to safeguard 25% of our trade, it doesn't make any economic sense, never mind creating a political and constitutional crisis. And, I mean, not even the Labour Party support that. I've heard a lot of talk about single market membership and following the rules of the customs union. Not even Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party agree with that, because what that would mean would be that you would be outside the European Union, no say in the rules, no say in making the laws, but having to take all the laws. It would be the worst of all worlds.
And you feel what Claire Hanna is saying about that, the UK being aligned to the single market, being part of the customs union, that that wouldn't be adhering to the referendum. She said to me that the referendum didn't actually ask that.
Well, I've asked whether we're leaving the EU and the institutions thereof. If you stay inside the customs union, like has been advocated, or inside the single market whilst you're outside the European Union, it means you have to take all the rules of the customs union, the single market. You have no say in deciding those rules. And at the same time, you have to then try to trade in a basis that you cannot actually achieve the objectives that you want to do. So it's the worst of all worlds. You have to come out, you have to set your own rules. And of course, countries like the United States, countries like Australia, countries like Brazil, Canada are not members of the European Union, but they trade freely with the European Union. So you don't have to be a member in order to trade with. And that's the fundamental mistake and error that commentators and some people talk about, who don't understand the ramifications of staying within institutions without having a say at the table and having to be a rule taker.
And finally, Nigel Dodds, considering that Theresa May is trying to calm these tensions today and she's having these meetings and David Davis could be about to resign, is she looking over her shoulder at the DUP on her wing and saying, how did I ever get myself into this position with these people?
No. Theresa May is a unionist. She believes in the union and she's been very strong in that. She doesn't have to look over her shoulder. We stand shoulder to shoulder with her in the defence of the union. And she's made it very clear in the proposals that she's putting forward as alternatives that she would never accept a border down the Irish Sea. And that's the firm position of all in the cabinet and the firm position of those who want to see a sensible outcome to the Brexit negotiations.
Okay, Nigel Dodds, MP for North Belfast, thank you very much indeed. 23 minutes to 10, your opinions, of course, are very welcome. 90-333-105. Do you get a sense of going round and round in circles? And also, the word in capital letters coming down the line, fudge. Will there be a fudge? Can there be a fudge? Let me speak to Bill, who wants to make a point about this. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Frank. It just seems to be repetitive here. It seems to be the same thing we're talking about week after week here. And to say, it almost seems as if they want to isolate Northern Ireland itself. Border, a so-called border across between the north and the south, and then a border along the Irish Sea. Who's being isolated? I thought when we actually voted to leave, it was just leave. But educated people here just don't seem to grasp that understanding of leave. And they keep saying about the North-South. I mean, we've got North America, South America, we have a border across Canada. It's there. You know, it's there for a reason. And I think one of the main reasons we need borders is, if we look at the mainland England and the UK, I should say, I mean, illegal immigrants are coming out through that Channel Tunnel and everything else is coming in that way. Yeah, their next route's going to be across into Dublin, back up into Belfast or Newry or wherever it may be. You know, an easy route in. We do need borders. If we're not part of something, we're not part of something. How difficult is it to understand?
Yeah, but do you think it's as easy as you're saying? You've suggested there intelligent people should know that leave means leave. They're, intelligent people are finding out that leave might mean leave, but leaving is not easy.
Most things aren't. Sometimes, well, a lot of things in life aren't easy. As I find, it's called life, you know. But when we've decided to go, we should go, you know. It's a kind of divorce and still calling your wife's house.
It's an interesting analogy, but we've heard the divorce word used many times. Bill, thank you. Good morning. 90-333-105. We're having a conversation about this morning because there's talk, of course, that David Davis may be about to resign, and he is the Brexit secretary. They don't come much more important in the negotiations than him. Now, the proposal which was to be published today, which would mean the UK would match EU tariffs after Brexit, this is the backstop plan, has now been put on hold. David Davis halting it because he's saying the plans don't include a time limit on the backstop. So we could be in the customs union forever. Theresa May meeting with the ministers today and trying to calm the tensions. We'll bring you any developments, of course, as the day goes by.